In Ephesians 5, the Apostle writes to believers about a great change that once took place in their lives. In the life of a believer, there is a once and a now, a before and an after. We read in verses 8 and 9, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Similarly, we read in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, that we should proclaim the virtues of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Here again, we have these two sides, out of darkness and into his light. In the Bible, darkness is an image of moral distance from God, a lack of awareness of sin, and ignorance of God. It is the natural state in which every human being has been since the fall. When Paul writes to the Ephesians, "For you were once darkness," Ephesians 5 verse 8, we learn that as unbelievers we were not only in darkness, but we ourselves were darkness, that is, completely characterized by this state. Thus, we were absolutely opposed to the nature of God, for he alone is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1 verse 5. As those who are darkness, we deserved nothing but hell, the outer darkness, Matthew 8, verse 12. Since the fall, man has been darkened in his understanding, Ephesians 4, verse 18. They are ruled by the power of darkness and lead a life characterized by darkness and works of darkness. This is an absolutely desolate and hopeless condition in which we all found ourselves by nature. When the Son of God was here on earth, he said of himself, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world," John 9 verse 5. John introduces the Lord Jesus in this character in the very first chapter of the Gospel of John. "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. This was the true light that coming into the world enlightens every man," John 1 verse 4 and 9. That is, places every man in the light of God. And the people hated the Lord for it. They were in darkness and even complete darkness, and their lives were marked by the unfruitful works of darkness. Therefore they hated the light and did not come to the light, lest their deeds should be exposed. But it was precisely because we humans were in this state that the Son of God became man. The Lord says, "I have come into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness," John 12, verse 46. When the Lord was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus said, "This is your hour and the power of darkness," Luke 22, verse 53. The Lord was aware that he would be delivered into the hands of sinners. Under Satan's leadership, man would give free rein to all his hatred and do to the Lord everything that was in his heart. This included all the Lord's physical sufferings, but also the mental anguish of mockery and contempt. But then came the 3 hours of darkness upon the Lord, during which he would no longer suffer from the hands of sinners, but from the hand of God because of sin. During these 3 hours, the Lord was subjected to the relentless judgment of a holy and righteous God. During this time, God made him sin. He treated him as if he were the source of all the sins that people have ever committed. There, God made the Lord Jesus, the righteous one, suffer for our sins. If we have already seen that we were once darkness, then that describes our condition as sinners. This includes the works of darkness, that is, the sinful deeds we committed in this state, because of both. Because we were sinners, and because we sinned, the Lord Jesus had to go to the cross in the 3 hours of darkness, so that there could be a "but now" in your life and mine. But now, Paul continues in his letter to the Ephesians, you are light in the Lord. Through the work of the Lord Jesus, God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Now there is a once and a now for every believer, not just for the Ephesians. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 8. As such, we have been made fit for the presence of God. Today we can and may have fellowship with Him, and will enjoy this for eternity in the Father's house. But now that we have become light in the Lord, this also places us under responsibility, for Paul continues, "Walk as children of light." When we speak of walking, we always mean our way of life, our behavior. That we are children of light is one thing. It is, as it were, the position we have in the Lord Jesus before God. But this also requires appropriate behavior. As children of light, we are to reflect the nature of God in our practical lives. To do this, it is necessary that we put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Romans 13, verse 12. We are to remove everything in our lives that does not fit with the nature of God. As children of light, there is also the fruit of light, Ephesians 5:9, which consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth. It stands in contrast to the unfruitful works of darkness, Ephesians 5 verse 11, that characterized us as unbelievers. What a tremendous difference between then and now. Indeed, a difference between day and night. When we were darkness, we were far from God and deserved the uttermost darkness, hell. But as children of light, we have come close to God and are allowed to have fellowship with Him in His presence. Let us never forget that the Lord Jesus had to enter into the power of darkness and ultimately into the 3 hours of darkness on the cross for this. This spurs us on, but it also makes us aware that we now have the responsibility to behave as children of light. May it be that this once and now truly characterizes us, and that our entire behavior shows that we are children of light.